This is an example of a team room. You know, we give them the space and the desks, and then they go to town on what they want it to be.
Reno Collective co-founder Colin Loretz is showing what his co-working space has to offer. Collaborating in that room is a group of programmers for app company Us Time.
When I go to the collective, it feels like I'm actually going somewhere and I'm actually doing something. And I have a 3-month-old daughter at home, so working from home is kind of difficult.
That's programmer Taylor Komen, who says co-working gives him access to, well, other tech geeks.
Let's say you really know MongoDB or you really know JavaScript as a web developer. Some of these guys out here do some really advanced stuff. There's a gentleman right outside who's doing a bunch of C++ algorithms based on the physical properties of light.
Komen is describing that feeling of being part of a larger professional community. And that's what's driving more remote workers to join collaborative workspaces. That's what University of Michigan business professor Gretchen Spreitzer points to in her recent Harvard Business Review article.
We're seeing more and more individuals working independently. These people are looking for work communities instead of working out of a home office or working out of a coffee shop.
And Spreitzer says that people in this type of environment seem to be doing quite well. She surveyed several hundred people who use co-working spaces in the U.S., and they reported an average of almost 6 on a 7-point scale for thriving, defined in the study as having meaningful work, job control, and feeling part of a community.
The thriving scores that we're seeing in co-working spaces are quite high, much higher than traditional work environments.
Co-working spaces popped up on the national scene about a decade ago. The first in Reno was a smaller version of the collective, started in 2009. It has since evolved into the two-story, almost 6,000-square-foot space with wall-to-wall windows, hence its nickname as the Fishbowl. Colin Loretz, who was giving me a tour earlier, says the collective gives a broad range of professionals options.
With us, you just have a membership similar to like a gym, and so that flexible model allows you to go month to month.
But Loretz admits co-working isn't for everyone.
It can be distracting. It's not meant for all people. So like we've had some authors come in and say, we can't write a book in this environment. And I said, then that's fine. If you need, you know, Walden's Pond type of thing, like go and find that.
But many are choosing the collective. With about 120 members, Lorette says 30 or 40 people show up on a daily basis.
We have had some people completely working on their own separate things, decide that they worked really well together on one project and then start a company together, raise money from investors, hire other people, and then like, you know, most startups do fail. That one did fail, but that they're seeing that happen is important because for every 10, one or two of those is going to be successful.
Rob Armstrong is hoping that Bambara, his business marketing startup, will make it. He recently relocated to Reno from New York.
I was going to move to the Bay Area, but it's so expensive, not only cost of living, but hiring people, retaining people, that I thought, let me try Reno for a year because it has a startup scene that's growing.
Armstrong briefly worked out of his home, then joined the collective. His company now works in what's called a team room, a designated spot for just one company. He's since hired 4 people to join him.
If you're starting an office for the first time, there's a lot of details that are daunting if you haven't done it before.
Armstrong says being in a co-working space frees him from the stress of taking on a long lease or buying office furniture. This way, he can focus on growing his startup. For public relations freelancer Rachel Kingham, she credits networking for helping her grow her business.
Probably half of my clients have been referrals from people I've met and spoken with here at the collective.
As a mom to 2 kids, one who's under a year, Kingham says another perk is that she's been able to fit some mommy duties into her professional life.
One of the little things that I carry around with me, because I'm still breastfeeding my 9-month-old, is I carry around a pump, a breast pump. And I'm not the only one. There's little private spaces that you can just tuck away in. It's not what the collective, I guess, is known for, but it's absolutely something that makes it really flexible.
Like Kingham, many workers want to find that elusive work-life balance. And with more people working remotely, the co-working trend is growing. In Reno, the collective is one of a handful of others, and they're becoming more specialized, with some targeting business incubation or even the beauty industry. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.